Hello, everybody. I'm so glad to be back. I'm kind of solo right now. This is just going to be a quick, brief little introduction for our new people, as well as kind of let our valuable people that have listened for a little bit now since the beginning and has followed this journey know what's going on. So this is Austin. We're glad to be back. Like I said, this is just going to be a short little thing to let you all know what's going on, why we had our absence there for a bit. We started this with nothing but a prayer and a hope. I'm hoping that I can confidently say that we are back permanently, but at this current moment, we don't know. At the rate we're going, what's next to happen? So Jeremiah and I, in the addition of Sarah, created this business model as well as this ministry. And with that, we've had a lot of ups and downs, and we've had some issues and different things. So for those that have listened in the past, we've consistently pushed for draw to our website, our Facebook page, things of that nature. We recorded an episode, which is currently, as we speak, uploading. We had recorded this episode, and it was a phenomenal episode. Jeremiah and I really enjoyed what we covered in this episode, which consisted of Psalms chapter 34 and 35. It was a big breakdown. Sister Sarah called in, had a good conversation with us. In all reality, it was a great episode. We really enjoyed it. Was super excited to get it uploaded for our listeners. Unfortunately, the day after we recorded that episode, our Facebook profile was hacked. We ended up receiving 600 follows on our Facebook page. All of our stuff is linked and branded together. By me saying linked and branded, that simply means that everything ties together. Our website is home, and then all of our social media platforms, whether that be Spotify, whether that be Apple Music, iHeartRadio, our YouTube's account, everything is tied to our website. So what happened was our Facebook was hacked. Unfortunate part of social media, that stuff happens. So our Facebook was hacked. They ended up obtaining access to both our Spotify and our website. Our website has personally been hand-built. Word by word, phrase by phrase, tab by tab, we have put a lot of work into that. All of this stuff got locked out. We did not have access to any of it. So we had to do mediation with all of the providers. Ultimately, we have managed to fix that. As of, I believe it was Friday, excuse me, I believe, I'm not for certain. Yes, Friday, September 19th, we were awarded all of our access back. We regained all of our access, of course, had to change passwords, supply all of our license again. Those that have been listening know that we have a music license, we have a broadcaster's license. We have, you know, all these different license and certificates and stuff to be able to bring this episode to you. And I'm going to be honest with you all. almost threw in the towel. I had put a lot of time, money, and effort, as well as Sarah and Jeremiah has put a lot of time, money, and effort and prayers into this, and it was kind of just a slap in the face when we looked and seen we had lost everything. I didn't want to do it no more, but my co-host and my best friend, and honestly, more of anything, he's my brother. He He really has a calling to do this. And I had to pray hard, did I want to get back into this? But the Lord provided. He made a way, he made it happen, and so therefore it's not my place to say no when the Lord says yes. We've had a lot of people asking about it. We had a lot of people reaching out to us asking, when was this going to come out and when were we going to do this, that they had heard about the new episode, from myself and Jeremiah and Sarah talking about it. And they were wanting to know when it was coming out. And I was telling people, I doubt it does. But, looking at it now, I'm kind of excited. We're, granted, give or take a few of based off, technology issues. We're looking at about 40 minutes, and our next episode's going to be up, and it's entitled "He Heard, He Answered, Then He Fought the Battles." Well, I listened back to that episode, and it was kind of a phenomenon of God that we were able to win back all of our stuff because we had lost it. So, outside of creating a new Facebook page, we've got everything back up and running, and everything is secure. I want to be for certain that everyone knows and that they are aware that we are secured, meaning all of our stuff is now held under a microscope of firewalls and different stuff of that nature. I downloaded the software today, purchased and downloaded today, the software that will not only keep us safe as a company, as a ministry, but also will keep our listeners safe. Any input or anything, it's held to very high security things. With that will come the possibility that if your browser or your mobile device, iPad or cell phone, whatever you use, is not up to date with the latest securities. Now, this is stuff that automatically happens within your phone. You don't see it at all. It's all background. That you will liable not be able to listen or view our website. That is just simply because we have to protect what God gave us. But for the most part, again, I said this was going to be a short little thing, and we'll try to keep it under 10 minutes here. We're glad you're back. We're glad to be back. We have a new episode that's uploading, like I said, right now, give or take, hoping and praying that we don't have any forego any issues. But we are back in business thanks to God. If it wasn't for him, we probably would have just said, we're going to be done with it. But that is not the case. God didn't want that. We didn't want that. Took a little bit. Sorry we disappeared. But we are here. To cover who we are and what we are, you can find all of that on our website at www.theunscriptedpulpit.com, or you can find us on Facebook. Our Facebook has now been recreated, changed, same stuff, same logos, just a different name. It's now on Facebook as The Pulpit. A lot of people were confused on the last Facebook page, and I won't even say the name of it just so it doesn't confuse anybody. But our Facebook is now The Pulpit. That's THE space Pulpit, PULPIT. We can't have unscripted on there. That is one of the Meta words. Meta owns Facebook, but that is one of Meta's words that we cannot have. Just the same as you can't have a Facebook that says the official or anything like that. So we now have our Facebook back. We are all safe. All of our uploaded episodes that we currently have out has been shared on there. So if you're listening to this, you can't find an episode, or you want to pick up where you left off with possibly a new episode, all those have been listed. A few other little things, but we are back in business. Everything is safe, everything is right, and God is good. He fought our battle for us, and just made a way. Don't know how he did it, but he did it. It's not our question, it's not our place to question him, but for that we give him glory. Again, check us out. Most importantly, if you all would, follow us on Facebook, share our page, share our posts. Once we reach 100 followers on our Facebook page, we can then go live. We have a lot of stuff planned and looking forward to doing, but until we reach those 100 followers on our Facebook page, we can't go live. But we'll get there eventually if it's the Lord's will. Episodes are being uploaded currently. One episode's being uploaded with many others on Spotify. Hoping to have our iHeartRadio and Apple podcast programs up and running within the next week. Well, possibly 2 weeks, just simply because they do give you a time frame on that. I've submitted everything. Hoping to get that up and going. YouTube is up and going. Going to start getting those uploaded. Again, once we get 100 followers on our Facebook, we can go live. Those videos will then be posted to our website. But for the sake of what it's worth, we are so happy to be back. We hope you continue to listen, share with a friend, tell a friend. Check us out on our website, theunscriptedpulpit.com. That's www.theunscriptedpulpit.com. Have any questions, want to know anything that's going on, you can give us a call. So we have emails listed on our website. Those are currently active and running. Maybe some discrepancies on, you know, us getting logged back in and staying up to them. But again, we do have our website that you can go to, find our phone number on there. But it's 859-412-2187. We accept phone calls and text messages. That line is monitored now. Used to be, it was not. But as of current day, that phone is monitored. You call it, I'm going to answer. You text it, I'm going to reply. Got a question about an episode you've heard in the past? Let us know. Got a ideal, a theory, a question, something, you know, Christ-oriented that you want to know about? Give it a call, give it a text. Actually, the episode that is uploading right now, Sister Sarah calls in and joins us on. So you know, can figure out how that works. But again, check out Pen and Praise. That's on our website. And then check out, of course, our podcast stuff. All those links, everything can be found on our website. You can also get to that through our Facebook. You can also reach out to us on Facebook Messenger. But again, I said I'd try to keep this under 10 minutes. I don't want to be too long. We are so glad that you all are here. And we are so blessed to be back. But hopefully we'll have a new episode for you very, very soon. Again, thank you so much for your support. Please tell a friend. And our motto, and as always, remember to walk with Jesus.